May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn number 1104. Convinced as a sinner, to Jesus I come. Informed by the gospel, for such there is room. O'erwhelmed with sorrow for sin, will I cry, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Hymn 1104.
To the profit of our souls as we read it together from the book of Psalms. And we'll read Psalm 115 and 118. The book of Psalms, reading 115 and 118. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is every one that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth, even for evermore. Praise the Lord. Now Psalm 118. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compassed me about, yea, they compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compassed me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and is become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacle of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, which has showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And God bless his word to us and help us to call upon his name in prayer. Let us all pray. Most blessed and eternal Lord God, we're thankful for the opportunity and for the privilege of being able to gather together to worship on another Lord's Day evening. And Lord, we do pray that we may realise thy felt presence here amongst us. Lord, we believe thy word to be true, that where two or three meet together in my name, there am I in the midst. But Lord, what is the place to me unless the Master I can see? We pray, Lord, tonight for that blessing of faith to view the Saviour, to view the Lord Jesus as our Saviour, that we may be strengthened and encouraged to press on through our life, and Lord, looking forward to that time when we should have finished our life on this earth. And then, Lord, we pray it may be with every one of us to go and to be with Christ, which is far better. Lord, we pray we may ever realize those words, for here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. And Lord, may that be very true, that we are seeking that one to come. We know it's clear to us all that we have no continuing city. But we pray, Lord, we may be numbered amongst those who are earnestly seeking that eternal place of glory. And therefore, Lord, help us in our individual lives to put things in a right place, to be able to give a right perspective. And Lord, we know that we have to work to earn our living. And Lord, we're told so by thy word, which says, by the sweat of our brow. But Lord, do grant we may be able to put first things first. Oh Lord, do grant that it may be the great truths of God indelibly written in our heart to deliver us from the power of Satan, from his many, many temptations which he puts before us. We pray, Lord, for that strength. We pray for that grace and that wisdom to take unto us the whole armour of God, that we may indeed be able to resist the devil. We're thankful, Lord, for thy word, which describes to us so beautifully what the whole armour of God is. And we pray we may know what it is to possess it, and that it may be on us. And realise, O Lord, that great truth above all, that breastplate of faith. Oh Lord, how we need faith to be given to us continually. We know it is the great and glorious gift of God. And we pray we may each possess it. Faith to believe thy word. Faith to be able to commit all our way unto thee, believing that thou hast prepared the right way for us. Oh Lord, we're thankful for the glorious evidences in thy word of all those who walked by faith. And Lord, may we today also be found walking by faith. And Lord, we know it's not by sight. But Lord, grant us then that humble spirit to be blessed with that faith, to follow a great and glorious Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. We're thankful, gracious God, for thy word, which speaks to us so plainly and so clearly. And Lord, we confess our sins. Lord, our many failures. O Lord, the evil that dwells within. Lord, we pray that thou would give us that grace to turn away from the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. O Lord, how easily these sinful situations develop in our heart. O Lord, free us from them, we pray, and help us to set our hearts and our affections upon things above. Indeed, lead us into all truth as it is in Jesus. May we see and may we know that in him is all that we need for time and for eternity. Gracious God, come then, we pray, and possess our hearts, possess our minds. Lord, so easily we find ourselves sidetracked. O Lord, we pray to be delivered from evil thoughts. O Lord, help us then to be able to concentrate upon the great things of God. Lord, how thankful we are that we are able to gather together even this evening, that we are blessed with the Word of God, the sacred Scriptures. We do pray, Lord, that thy Word may indeed be opened up to our spiritual understanding. O Lord, do come, we pray, and bless us with that real desire continually to read the Word of God. And Lord, help us to read it prayerfully and carefully and as the Word of the ever-living and true God. Lord, let us never trifle with thy Word. Lord, let us never ignore thy Word. But Lord, help us to come and to acknowledge it is the Word of God. And help us therefore to be doers of the Word and not hearers only. Lord, we pray then for thy rich blessing in each of our lives. Lord, we all live a different life, different path, Lord, we know is mapped out for us. We pray, Lord, for that grace to willingly walk in that way thou hast determined for us. Lord, let us not be found rebelling against thy will. Let us not, Lord, be found struggling to do that which is not thy will. But Lord, grant us that humble submission, to be able to submit ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt us in due time, and may we be found casting all our care upon him, believing he cares for us. Oh, we pray, Lord, we may have the wonderful evidence that our God cares for us. We pray, Lord, that evidence may be shown to us by that light that thou dost display into our hearts, that light of the glorious gospel which shines forth in the face of Jesus Christ. Lord, we're grateful indeed. We do have the Word of God. We're thankful, Lord, for the Psalms we read tonight. Lord, to recognize that these truths are recorded for our benefit. Lord, may they be for our eternal good. Lord, may we rejoice in them to know that such things are recorded, that we can follow. We pray, Lord, therefore, that thy word may speak to our hearts and that we may truly be directed and blessed by it. We pray that thy word may not be a closed book, O Lord, and may we not suffer from a famine of the hearing of the word. O Lord, we confess our sins. We confess, Lord, we do not deserve any favour. We come to thee, Lord, pleading thou wilt look upon us, thou wilt remember us with that favour thou bearest unto thy people, and visit our souls with thy salvation. And so, Lord, accept our thanks this evening for the wonderful favour of thy word. As the psalmist said, oh, I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. O Lord, grant there may be that prosperity granted to each one in our souls. O Lord, that we may walk before thee in the light of thy countenance. Lord, we find ourselves in a dark world. And Lord, we confess, left to ourselves, we continue to walk in darkness. But we do pray that light of the glorious gospel may shine forth and direct us in the way that we must go. We pray, Lord, for everyone here. We pray, Lord, for thy people. We pray for the church. Lord, thou wilt be with the church here and grant thy presence and blessing and direction to them, that they may dwell together in love and unity. We pray, Lord, for the congregation. We pray that it may be indeed a glorious movement in their midst, that many may, in love to thee, come and confess and tell to sinners round what a dear Saviour they have found, and point to thy redeeming blood and say, behold, the way to God. Lord, remove any stumbling blocks that might be in the way. And grant, Lord, there may be that freedom and that desire to honour their Lord and Master. Oh, may we always realise, Lord, what a debt we owe to our great and glorious God. And Lord, how unworthy we are to receive any favour and any blessing. But Lord, may we observe and understand what thou hast done for our souls, to realise that debt, that enormous debt which has been paid, the ransom price paid by our Saviour with nothing less than thy death. Oh, gracious God, we pray that such glorious truths may be made real and precious to us, and they may have a wonderful effect upon us, that, Lord, we may not remain hard-hearted, but, Lord, that we take away the stony heart and grant us that heart of flesh. Lord, be made willing in the day of thy power. Lord, we pray in the day and age in which we live, and here in this little place, there may be shown forth again and again thy power. That power, Lord, which converts, that power which strengthens, that power which maintains. Oh, Lord, grant then this people here may be a blessed people. Lord, a little company that thou dost look upon and meet with whenever they gather together for worship, so that thy name may be lifted up and honoured and glorified. And Lord, we pray, Lord, in our little lives, we may be continually concerned that thy name may be lifted up and honoured and glorified in each of our lives. We pray that the Lord Jesus Christ may indeed be precious, and that he may be more precious to us as the days and years pass by. O Lord, have mercy upon us then in this respect. And so we pray for this people, we pray for the deacons here. Help them, Lord, in the responsibility that rests on their shoulders. Grant them much grace and give them much understanding and much wisdom to do that which is right in accordance with thy divine purpose and will, so that the flock here may be blessed indeed. Lord, hear our prayers of the morning for a pastor for them. O Lord, to grant that, and maybe that continued desire, that this may be granted. And we pray, O Lord, then, that there may be a wonderful time of blessing amongst them. Lord, we'd love to see thy work appearing. Lord, we'd love to see the times when thy spirit touches hearts. We'd love to hear the bleating of the lambs. Lord, we pray, gracious God, there may be much cause for rejoicing as thy work appears. So, Lord, hear us then, and when we pray for these things. And Lord, we continue to pray for the whole Church of God throughout this world. Lord, we find ourselves living in what must be comparatively the last times. We see, Lord, men and women, boys and girls, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Lord, if it could be thy will, there may be a little season of true revival, of true spiritual blessing, if it could be thy holy will. Lord, we are so dependent upon thy goodness to grant these things. But Lord, whatever thy will may be, we pray each of us may be able to stand in our lot, that place that thou hast placed us in. O Lord, grant us that strength and help from thy spirit to do that which is right in thy sight. And so, Lord, we gather here tonight. And Lord, may it be to hear what God the Lord will speak to our souls. We pray, Lord, that everyone here may have come concerned and desirous to hear the word of the Lord. And Lord, may it be like this. If thou be silent unto me, I become like those that go down into the pit. O Lord, grant that thy voice may be heard tonight. Thy voice in the sanctuary. O Lord, that all-powerful voice that none can resist. Gracious God, hear us then when we plead for these things. Lord, we are unworthy, we confess, to receive any blessing. But Lord, our eyes are upon thee. We think, Lord, of years ago in Jehoshaphat's day when he didn't know what to do, but he said, our eyes are upon thee. And we pray tonight, our eyes may be upon thee. And we may see, even as they did in Jehoshaphat's day, a great victory, a time when the Lord comes and grants the blessing. O Lord, hear us then when we earnestly pray, desiring the forgiveness of every sin. We come seeking it for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Hymn number 892. Art thou by sin a captive led? Is sin thy daily grief? The man who brake the serpent's head can bring thee sweet relief. Hymn 892.
pleased to bless us together this evening as we meditate in his word. Let's turn to the book of Psalms, Psalm 118, and we'll read verse 24. Psalm 118, and reading verse 24. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. The psalmist clearly, from this testimony, had a day in his life which he could rejoice and be glad in. And we know, of course, that this also is prophetic with regards to the Lord Jesus Christ. And indeed, what days there were as we think of the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Right from the early days, the early day in Genesis, when the Lord Jesus said that the seed of the woman should bruise or crush the head of Satan. And the church of God were waiting and longing and praying for that day to come, which the Lord hath made. The day when the blessed Messiah would be born into this earth. And what a day that would be. And what a day it was. As we today can look back and remember what the Word of God tells us about the glorious time when the Lord Jesus Christ was born. And perhaps no a better position than we think of when the Gospel of Luke was written, and we find that the Lord came and appeared to the shepherds, those who perhaps we would think least likely to be blessed with a wonderful revelation. And we're told in the second chapter, these shepherds were abiding, keeping their flocks by night, and the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. Well, it was a wonderful occasion for these shepherds. And my friends, it will be a wonderful occasion for you and me if we've had the experience of this wonderful favour to know that this Saviour was born to redeem our souls. Surely, if we have such a view by faith as that, we will come and join in with the psalmist and say, yes, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We have to thank God for the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're to thank him for his birth. We thank him for the glorious example that he sets before us and leaves behind us as a record. Remember when the Lord Jesus was revealed as the Son of God. It was on that occasion when he was baptized, when John the Baptist was able to declare, Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Well, what a day that was for rejoicing. And again, what a day for you and me to, if we've been blessed with faith to behold the Lamb of God that taketh away our sin. It'll be a day, it will have been a day, it will be a day which the Lord hath made, and think a day ordained in eternity past. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. And so there was that wonderful example of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we hear the voice of the Father saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And what an example for us today. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ suffered himself to be baptized in Jordan. We have that as a wonderful and great example for all of us today. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Some of us have been blessed with such a day in our lives, when we have been able by his grace and favour to follow him and to be baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And one thing I'm sure of is this: none of God's people ever regret such an occasion. They're thankful the Lord gave grace and willingness to follow the blessed example of our Saviour. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Do we not? Look back perhaps and be thankful for it and rejoice and are glad in it. And then, as we think of the life of the Saviour still, we come down through his life to many days which were wonderful days for the Church of God, when he did such glorious miracles to clearly demonstrate he was the only begotten Son of God. And then of course he came down to those last day or days of his life, and how fully they are recorded in the Word of God for our encouragement and for the strengthening of our soul to realize we have a mighty Saviour, a mighty God that accomplished all that his Heavenly Father gave him to do. The wonderful sermon he preached to his disciples in the upper room on that Passover night. It's recorded in the Gospel of John, chapters 14, 15 and 16. And as we read it, to see there, the Lord knew what was before him, and yet what love there was to his disciples. What glorious words they were. And do we not say, yes, this is the day which the Lord hath made, that Passover night. And there, on that occasion, the Passover was superseded by the Lord's Supper. And we today are able, by his grace, to remember his dying love as we join together at the Lord's table. Well, what a day that was. And of course then, he left that upper room with his disciples and went into the Garden of Gethsemane. And then we see something of the weight of sin upon him. We see something of the agony the Lord Jesus was brought to face and to endure, so that we might indeed be able to come and to rejoice and be glad in it. It's a difficult thought, isn't it, to rejoice and be glad in it, and yet if it hadn't occurred, you see, we would not have the great benefit of the death of the Saviour And he was caused by the will of his father to suffer so greatly. And in that garden of Gethsemane there, to endure that position. He sweat, as it were, great drops of blood, fall into the ground, and knowing what's before him, he prayed to his father, "If it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." Submissive to the will of his father. A day which the Lord had made. Yes, he made it, and there it's there for us today as a glorious example of suffering and willingness to do the Father's will. What a blessing for you and me today if we're brought to that willingness to suffer for his sake, to endure what he determined for us. The Lord said, "If it be possible." It was not possible. The Lord had to endure the cross. He had to die on the cross. So we follow him into that judgment hall. And how we see he was humiliated and he was mocked. He was spat upon. He was lashed. There, the great and glorious Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. And all this was done for his church, so that no one could say the cost of salvation was negligent or wasn't very much. The picture we have is the great cost of our salvation, the enormous cost to take away our sin. Now, if a Holy Spirit comes and descends upon us so that we have a little insight into the cost of our salvation, the cost it was to redeem us from all our sins, surely it will be, and we'll be very humbled, but it will be true. It's a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. The Lord God Almighty has directed us to view the suffering Saviour, and therefore to realise how terrible sin is. See, sin becomes terrible and weighty when the Holy Spirit shows us what our sin costs the Lord of life and glory. See, sin may not have much effect, but when the Holy Spirit gives us a sight of the suffering Saviour to realise what it cost him to redeem our souls, then may we not thank the Lord for such a day when Jesus was revealed to us. Oh, what a favour it is. And then, having been humiliated, was led down to Calvary, crucified upon that cross. And then let's not forget, crucifixion is the most painful death. So that no one could say, "Well, the Lord didn't suffer very much." It was ordained that Christ should endure the most painful death, so that we should ever value our salvation because of what Christ has done. What a day then, if you and I are led to Calvary to view the Saviour suffering. And what he suffered on that cross, the hidings of his Father's face, he endured for that time hell for us. He had to cry out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" How willing was Jesus to die, that we, fellow sinners, might live. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, because it was that wonderful day when the Lord Jesus Christ finished that work that his Father gave him to do. He conquered. He conquered sin. He conquered death. He conquered the grave. What does the Word of God tell us? And we are more than conquerors through him. Through his great and glorious finished work. Now, if the Holy Spirit has led us to Calvary to view that wonderful scene, that solemn scene, and yet that glorious scene, surely such a view will be to us the day which the Lord hath made. It's not the day that the devil's made. The devil's made many days in our lives. But if the Spirit of God leads us to Calvary to see what Christ achieved there, surely that will be a day of blessing. And we shall rejoice in it, which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And of course then, as the devil may have thought he'd conquered, no, he was defeated. And the Saviour rose from the dead. He rose from the dead, a conqueror. What a wonderful day that was. The day of the resurrection. Do we rejoice in it today? No resurrection, no Saviour. But oh, we bless God that came to pass. Blessed day it was. Wonderful day when the Lord rose from the dead. Yes, he conquered everything. Death could not hold him. A day to praise God for. And then, as we know, he appeared to his disciples and a number of people in those 40 days before he ascended up into heaven. Into heaven. There to intercede for his church. And we're told this same Jesus shall come again. This same Jesus will come again. And what a day that will be for the church of God. What a terrible day it will be for those who are outside of the church of God. But those who are in Christ, it will be a day of glorious rejoicing. It's a day which the Lord has made. A day when the end of time shall come. Time will be finished. And there will only be eternity. This is the day which the Lord hath made. A day when his church will be forever with the Lord. No separation. A victory gained. Not through what we've done, but through what the Saviour has done. A complete victory. Nothing lacking. Well, we will rejoice. And we shall be glad. The Lord has ordained such a day is to come. Well, may you and I be looking forward to such a day as that. You know, the world would say, well, we don't want to think about such things as that. But you see, when the Holy Spirit moves our heart and we're led to be directed to these great and glorious days that the Saviour has made, then to be given that faith to look forward to that time when we shall have finished our course on this earth and we shall be forever with the Lord. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Well, I wanted just to go through those days of the Lord because they are so wonderful and so precious. But then perhaps just thinking of it in a more personal way, in our individual lives, have we got days in our life that the Lord has made? Perhaps a day when the Lord has come and convinced us of our sin. Well, that won't have been a very happy day, will it, for us naturally? No, we may have been found mourning over our sin, crying out because of our sin. But in actual fact, it is a wonderful day, because it's the day when the Lord brought conviction into our heart. It's a blessed thing to be convicted by the Spirit of God that we are a sinner. Yes, and convicted of sin before God. Many people will say they're a sinner. Many people will confess, well, I haven't done everything right in my life. But when the Holy Spirit convinces of sin, we stand guilty before a holy God. We find we are condemned under the holy law of God. And we're condemned so that there's no hope for us. And we fear that we shall perish in our sins. It's a blessed day. But you see, when the Spirit works like that into our heart, we're not left. The great work of God once commenced. It's His work. My friends, the Lord's work goes on. The Lord's work does not stop until you and I, by His grace, are received into glory. And in this journey of life, from that time, may there be many days when we're able to come and say, well, this is the day which the Lord hath made, the day that convicted me of my sin, a day that directed me to the Lord Jesus Christ, a day when the Lord came and revealed Himself unto me as it is not unto the world. A day of great blessing. A day of rejoicing to realize that we've not been passed by. The Lord hasn't left us. The Lord's heard our prayers, a bit like the account of Bartimaeus, blind Bartimaeus. He cried out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. You know, that's a very significant cry, because he was crying to Jesus, and he was crying to Jesus as the son of David, as the Messiah. What was he blessed with? Living faith, to cry out to the true God. He wasn't rejected. My friends, what a blessing it is if we found that we haven't been rejected, as we've come crying out. It will be a cry, it will be an urgent prayer, and it will be a wonderful day in our experience to know that we've had to cry. Cry to God that He will have mercy upon us. Mercy is welcome news indeed to those who guilty stand. And every born again child of God comes to that place where they stand guilty before a holy God, and they need a wondrous Saviour. What a day that is. What is it? It's the work of the Holy Spirit. When God does for us that which you and I cannot do for ourselves, it's the clear mark of God's favour toward us as we observe such a day when the blessed Spirit of God has come into our heart and granted us that wonderful blessing. We read farther on in this same chapter, God is the Lord which hath showed us light. The light shone. What is it? It's the glorious light of the everlasting gospel. It's a wonderful, wonderful view. I never weary in quoting the lines in the 2 Corinthians and at the 4th chapter and the 6th verse. And it's easy to remember, you children, you young people, just remember this, the 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter and the 6th verse. And this is what it reads. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. My friends, if you and I have received that wonderful view, surely it will be like this. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And the apostle goes on to tell us, but we have this treasure, and what a treasure it is, because it's eternal light, never goes out. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. That's what we're like, just earthen vessels. And the reason? That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. You see, in our lives, God will have the honour and God will have the glory. And therefore, the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. And the apostle just runs on, just to encourage us, as we recognise the wonder of this blessing. He says, we are troubled on every side. We may feel that sometimes. Trouble all around us. But you see, it's a glorious light of the gospel that shone into our heart in the face of Jesus Christ. What does the apostle say? Yet not distressed. Troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. And then he says, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. How humbling it is to read such glorious words, and how encouraging for us, and to be blessed with some little appreciation of the truth of it. Surely we come and say, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. Now this psalm, 118th psalm, it starts and it finishes with very similar words. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. If the Lord has touched our heart and given us a little view of such a day that the Lord hath made, then do we not have to come and say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. You know, we're very backward, aren't we, in thanking God. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Everything that the Lord does is good in our lives. We may not always appreciate it at the time, but as you look back, you see, and you will confirm that such a word is true, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. And again, just ponder that for just a moment. You think of all your sin, all your unfaithfulness, all the evil thoughts in your heart, and yet here's his great truth: his mercy endureth forever. What a blessing it is to be amongst those who enjoy this favour. And you know, the psalmist goes on and he says, it's true, but let Israel say so. Let the house of Aaron say so. And then let them that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. Well, can you and I say that? I hope we can. And if we can, surely it's because of a word like this. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And, you know, blessed with that wonderful favour and desire, as the Lord may have given us that light to observe such a glorious scene. Now, the psalmist goes on to say, save now, I beseech thee. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Surely we desire such a favour from God, that our souls may be prosperous in the things of God. We may rejoice in what the Lord has done and bless God for it. And you see, these words are strong. He says, save now, I beseech thee. There was a real earnestness in such a desire. He already said, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And he goes on and says, now, save now, I beseech thee. A real urgency. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. What was it? It was a prayer from his heart. Oh, how you and I need such a prayer replaced in our heart, that we may really beseech the Lord. As we spoke this morning, that prayer of Jacob and that urgent desire. Oh, what a blessing if the Lord comes and grants us this urgency, that we beseech the Lord that he will send prosperity. Not just remember such a thing perhaps when we arrive at chapel on Sunday, you know. Be good, isn't it, if it's a daily prayer, a daily beseeching, the Lord will indeed come and send prosperity, so that there may be many days in our life when we're able to come and declare, this is the day which the Lord hath made, a day of blessing, a day of favour to this one and to that one. We will rejoice and be glad in it, because we surely love to see the work of God appearing. The church of God look for it and they love to see it. And what does it do? It brings honour and glory to God. And that's what we have before us here. When the psalmist said, God is the Lord, which hath showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Well, he was referring here, of course, to the offering of a lamb upon the altar. And the blood was shed. They had to bring a sacrifice to the altar. And of course, doing such things was costly, because they had to give up that which was perhaps their best lamb and to bring it for a sacrifice. What does that mean today? It means we are to bring ourselves. Yes, ourselves as a living sacrifice to our God. Yes, to not be found just pleasing ourselves. Because of the Lord has come and given us a view of these glorious days concerning the Saviour. To realise then what a debt we owe. To think the small cost it is to, as it were, bring our lives. To sacrifice unto our God. To submit to our God. To submit to His will. To submit to His direction. You know, now, no doubt in our lives, we have many plans. But my friends, the greatest blessing is to come and to submit ourselves under the mighty hand of God. To do His will. We may know. You may know what His will is for you. You may be perhaps be reluctant to follow the direction of the Holy Spirit. Well, here we have a gracious encouragement. God is the Lord which hath showed us light. You see, if the Lord has shown us the glorious light of the gospel, then surely it is a privilege to give ourselves unto our God, not pleasing ourselves. Do we not come and say, what a Saviour. A Saviour who has so graciously shown me light. I was in darkness. I was lost. I was ruined. The Lord came gloriously and sovereignly. He found me like He did Jacob. He found him where? In the waste, howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of His eye. Humbling it is to realize that God's found us like a sheep wandering off. Yes, He goes after the lost sheep and He carries the sheep home on His shoulders. What a wonderful blessing to realize that this great God has done such a wonderful thing for you and me. Not left us, not forsaken us. The word is true. I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Therefore we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do unto me. You know, so often we suffer from the fear of man. My friends, it's a blessing to know the fear of God. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. It's a favour to know some of these days. To know days in our spiritual life. To realise the good hand of God has been upon us. Perhaps it's restrained us. Perhaps it's encouraged us. Perhaps it's kept us. Perhaps it's delivered us. My friends, it's all by the mighty hand of God. It's very wonderful to realise God's hand is upon us. And especially if we're able to pursue the evidence of that hand leading us in that right way. Leading us to continually see more of ourselves, more of our need of a Saviour. You see, the greater sinner we are in our own eyes, the greater the preciousness the Saviour will be. See, when we're truly burdened by sin, we'll be so amazed that this great God has condescended to such a sinner as me. Thou art my God. thou art my God. And I will praise thee, thou art my God, and I will exalt thee. Is this our desire? Is this our concern? If the Lord has been gracious to us, the Lord has blessed us with days of favour, the day which the Lord hath made, remember, it's not something you and I have done, it's what God has done, and to him be all the honour, and to him be all the praise. And I believe when the Lord graciously comes and works powerfully in our heart, you see, it may not be in an outward demonstration. It may be just a still small voice. You remember in the days of Elijah, yes, he'd been blessed with that wonderful deliverance on Mount Carmel. The Lord had come down and appeared for him in that wonderful way and consumed all the sacrifice with fire. And then very shortly afterwards, he runs away from Jezebel, and he runs and he goes for a long journey and comes to Mount Sinai and hides there in a cave. And the Lord comes and he stands in the mouth of the cave, and there's a great earthquake and there's a great tempest. Now the Lord's not in those. And then what is there? The still small voice. The still small voice. But it was an effectual voice. And it was a day in the life of Elijah that he would never forget. It was a day that the Lord had made. It wasn't perhaps in the way expected, but nonetheless it was an effectual word. In our lives today, perhaps the Lord has spoken, and it's been a still small voice. The devil may say, that's not from God. My friends, the devil's always been a liar. Don't forget that. And you can remind the devil, and you can tell the devil of the scripture. You can tell him of Elijah's case. And the Lord spoke powerfully. What did he say? What doest thou here, Elijah? Elijah knew he shouldn't have been there. The Lord was gracious. It was a day that the Lord had made, a day he wouldn't forget. So don't despise the day of small things. The Lord spoken in a still small voice. Bless God for it. Bless God for it. You'll be able to say, thou art my God. I haven't been forsaken. I haven't been left. Thou art my God. And therefore, I will praise thee. Thou art my God. I will exalt thee. Surely this is the purpose of God's work in our hearts. To praise him, that his name may be lifted up and exalted. Is he not worthy? Does he not deserve exaltation? Does he not deserve thanksgiving? The Lord's given us days in our life, or days to view the blessed work of the Saviour, as by faith we've stood at Calvary's cross. My friends, what a mercy, what a favour, what a blessing. The devil cannot take those days away. And so, thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, and I will exalt thee. Well, the wonderful truths, aren't there, in these two chapters that we read together. And what a wonderful thing it is. If you and I are blessed with a little understanding of the great truth that such a verse as this contains, we can go on our way rejoicing to know the Lord has been mindful of us. The Lord will bless us. The Lord will make his face to shine upon us. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £760, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. John Rosier will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Richard Field next Lord's Day. And God willing, he will administer the Lord's Supper after the evening service. And there will be a prayer meeting for the members on Friday evening. Let us close with hymn 101. Does conscience lay a guilty charge, and Moses much condemn, and bring in bills exceeding large? Let Jesus answer them. Hymn 101.
Now may the grace of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, and the love of God our Father, and the fellowship and communion of the Eternal Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and for evermore. Amen.